So Jesus has overcome the world. And he did that for us. Now what do you say, you and I, with strong confidence and strong courage, walk in, live in this overcoming power. So you and I can soar. S, stay in the word. O, overcome. You know what an overcomer does? An overcomer comes over things. Amen. The definition of overcomers is to gain the superiority, to be victorious, to overcome difficulties and obstacles. Amen. Now we know that Satan is a defeated foe, but we must enforce his defeat. Amen. You know, it'd be awesome if once we were born again, we'd have no more trouble. But that's not how it works. We know that. There's a lady that came to Brother Hagin many years ago, and she said, "Brother Hagin, pray for me that I won't have any more trouble with the devil." And he asked her, "Well, do you want me to pray that you're going to die?" So we see that Jesus did give us a heads up, didn't he? As long as we're in this world, there's going to be stress. There's going to be pressure. But it's what we do with the stress and how we respond to the pressure that will enable us to live this soaring, overcoming life. Do you like that? Now in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14, this is from the Passion Translation. It says, "But thanks be to God who in Christ always leads us in triumph as trophies of Christ's victory." I'm looking at trophies today. I'm looking at Brother Al, and he's a trophy of Christ's victory. I'm looking at Cisco. He's a trophy. I'm looking at Mark. Glory to God. I'm looking at Paul. Glory. I'm looking at all of you, and I'm seeing you are a trophy of Christ's victory. Now notice this, "and through these trophies spreads and makes evidence the fragrance of the knowledge of God everywhere." Woo, glory to God. There is a sweet aroma on the trophies of Christ. And your life spreads that fragrance of triumph. Your life spreads that fragrance of encouragement to those that are discouraged. Your life spreads that fragrance of hope to those that are in despair. Your life spreads that fragrance of divine healing for those that are hurting. Thank God. Say with me, "I'm a trophy of Christ's victory." Well, someone might say, "I'm feeling anything but victorious." You ever been there? I don't feel like I'm an overcomer. Matter of fact, I'm a bit overcome. Well, that's the time to cry out to the Lord. That's the time to cry out to the Lord who is moving on your behalf. Amen? The psalmist said it like this in Psalm 62. He said, "From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock." Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Jesus is our rock. And what a rock symbolizes, it symbolizes something that is totally reliable, dependable, completely stable and sure. He is the rock of our salvation. He is the rock of our stability in a crazy, unstable world. When we say Jesus is my rock, what we are saying is this: you make my life stable. And you make my life secure. You're saying, "Lord, I'm depending on you to get me through." And we must not have other rocks. As much as Brenda Thomas loves Mark Thomas, I am not her rock. Jesus is the rock of the Thomas family. All other foundations are sinking sand. Our job is not our rock. Our nation is not our rock. I like how he said it in Psalm 62, verse 2. He only is my rock and my salvation. He's my defense. I will not be greatly moved. You like that? Verse 5 and 6. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him. Verse 6. Read it together with me. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. I shall not be. I shall not be moved. I'm like a tree planted by the river of waters, and I shall not be moved. He only is your rock. Ooh, glory to God. Amen. You see, sometimes we go through situations that absolutely have a tendency to upend our lives. It could be a bad report from a doctor. It could be that they're saying, well, I'm sorry, we've done everything we can do. You know, when they say, I'm sorry, we've done everything we can do, we need to thank them. And know this on the inside of us, yes, but God. Amen. Yes, but God. God's not finished with me yet. My race is not done yet. There's more for me to do in the kingdom of God. Amen. Don't ever doubt it. No matter what your age is. Whether you're young or you're older like me, He that has begun a good work in you, He will complete it. He will perform it. And He will furnish you with the strength. He will furnish you with the quickening power of the Holy Spirit to strengthen you so that you can run your race and finish your course with joy. Say of me, He only is my rock. See, men say it's impossible. But God never says it's impossible. In Luke 1:37 in the Amplified, it says, for with God nothing is ever impossible. And no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. I like that, don't you? Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Look at Romans chapter 8, verse 37. We're just going to go through some scriptures today. We're encouraging ourselves in the Lord. Amen? Amen. We're going to have communion. We're going to make a strong, strong confession over our lives as we remember what He's done. And then we're going to look forward to the future with a strong expectation. Amen. And it's because His body was broken for us. And it's because His blood was shed for us. We overcome. I said, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word and by the rhema of our testimony. You're more than a conqueror. You see, all things are possible to him that believeth. And you are a believer. In Romans 8:37 in the Passion Translation, let's read it together. Ready, read. Yet, even in the midst of all these things, we triumph over them all. For God has made us to be more than conquerors. And his demonstrated love is our glorious victory over everything. We triumph over them all. Now notice with me that phrase, more than conquerors. Now I don't want to get too theologic this morning to you because I'm not a theologian. But I do understand that conquers, more than conquers, is from the Greek word hupernikeo. Everyone say hupernikeo. Now the first part of that Greek word, huper, H-U-P-R, literally means over and above. And nikeo means to conquer. So this word, more than a conqueror, what this describes, it describes one who is super victorious, who wins more than an ordinary victory, who is overpowering in achieving abundant victory. And I like what one writer says. He says, this is not the language of conceit, but this is the language of confidence. You are never conceited when you say about yourself what God has says about you. Why is that? Because boasting is excluded or put to naught by the law of faith. And the law of faith believes what God said. And the law of faith says what God has said. And the law of faith acts as if what God said is true.
Amen.
Well, I don't feel like more than a conqueror. That's why you need to believe you are. And say you are. And then start acting like you're more than a conqueror. Amen?
Amen.
Somebody said, well, that's, you know, that's easy. You bet. Just walk around like you got good sense. Just live your life with an expectation and a gratification of the victory that he has given you.
Amen.
Amen. Now look at Romans 12:21. Romans, the 12th chapter and the 21st verse. Notice this verse. It says, be not overcome of evil, but do what? We're talking about soaring, right? We're soaring into the new year. So what is evil? Well, evil is anything the devil's up to, right? And so he says this, be not overcome of evil, which tells us evil will try to overcome us. But he didn't stop there. He said, but now I want you to overcome the evil with good. Amen? So if God says in his word, overcome, we can overcome.
Amen.
Now, I believe this as we look at this verse, be not overcome evil, but overcome evil with good. He's talking about you be not overcome with evil.
Amen.
And you take your place and you overcome the evil that's coming against you with good. You do it.
You do it. That's right.
You do it. Now, I like this thought. How then can I, on a daily basis, how can I overcome evil? How can I do it? Number one, because he said, I've given you authority.
Amen.
I've given you authority so that you can overcome evil with good.
Yeah.
Jesus said this. He said in Luke 10:19, behold, I give unto you authority or power to tread on serpents and scorpions. Amen?
Amen.
That, my friends, is devils, demons, and evil spirits. We are to be treading on them, not them treading on us.
Amen.
And now notice this, and over all the power of the enemy. Now say this with me real strong if you would, please, and nothing shall by any means hurt me.
Amen.
Amen. So we overcome evil with good, our responsibility, because I've given you authority. Secondly, I've given you the keys of the kingdom. I've given you the keys of the kingdom. The keys of the kingdom. And he said, whatever you will bind on earth, whatever you will not permit on your part of the earth, I'm going to back you up in heaven.
Amen.
Aren't you glad that God's got your back?
Yes.
She said, whatever you bind on earth, glory to God, I'm right there with you, and I'm backing you up, and I will, it'll be bound in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
And whatever you loose on earth shall be what? It'll be loosed in heaven. I like what Charles Capp said years ago, Jimmy. He says, if binding don't fix it, just loose it. Amen.
Amen.
Are there some things that we need to bind?
Yes.
Billy Brim said this, every morning we should let the devil know that he has no place in our life.
Yes. Amen.
That every morning that we should take our seat of authority.
Yeah.
You can take your... If you will be seated, you cannot be defeated. Now that's a big problem with a lot of people. They haven't taken their seat yet. But that seat is available to you. It's in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So here's the thought. If we will take our seat of authority every morning and just come against anything that would come against our individual lives, or come against our family, or come against our church, or come against our nation, or whoever and whatever, we are in a preferred position to have a day filled with heaven on earth.
Amen.
Don't wait until it comes to take your dominion. Take your dominion right now. Woo, glory to God. Oh, I like it. You overcome evil with good, because I've given you the keys of the kingdom. You overcome evil with good, because I instructed you to get submitted to me. And if you will resist the devil, he will flee from you.
Amen?
Amen? Look at James 4:7 real quickly. He says, so be subject to God. Resist the devil, stand firm against him, and what will he do? Subject to God. I think that's a very interesting word. The word subject there means submit yourself to God. And when you're submitted to God, this means that you're yielded to him. This means that you give place to him. And I've written this in my notes. Listen to this statement. This is worth your drive today. If we give God his place in our lives, the enemy will have no place. And we are ready to take our place over the enemy. Don't give him any place. You know, in Ephesians 4:27, where he says, give the devil no place, no place. That word place there in the Greek is topos, T-O-P-O-S. And the word topos means a region. We get our word topographical map from the word topos. And so when he says, give the devil no place, that means give the devil no place on the topography of your life. In any zone, or in any area, if you will, or any region of your life, your mind, your body, your finances, give him no place.
Amen.
That's how you overcome evil with good. By giving the enemy no place, but giving God full sway and full place in your life. Oh, say it with me, in the name of Jesus, I give you full sway. And I give you full place in my life. If God says we can overcome, we can overcome. We quoted this earlier, but look at 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Notice it's with me. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Read the rest with me. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Jesus did not just overcome for himself. He did it for us. He's greater. He's greater. Our Father is greater than all. Amen? He is greater. He is much, much greater than anything you've been through. He is much, much greater than anything that you will ever go through. Now, here's the key. We need to become greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world minded. We could say it this way. We need to be greater. We need to be God inside minded. We need to be greater one inside minded. Now, the only way that we will be minded of that is if we remind ourselves of that. Amen? It can't just be something that we think about every now and then. It's something we should be thinking about regularly. In other words, meditating on it. Saying to yourself daily, hey, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Oh, shout it, the greater one is in me. Amen? Now, in closing, I want you to look at 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. 1 John 5, verse 4. Amen. Glory. Glory. Glory to God. Stir yourself up a little bit. Thank you, Lord. Wave your hand a little bit. Praise you, Lord. Glory to God. Matter of fact, stand up for about 60 seconds right now. Stand up and give him glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory to God. Woo. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha. And so, you will laugh at your past. Those things that you have yielded to, that you are not yielded to anymore, those things that you have submitted to me, says the Lord, do not go unnoticed. Know this, that I am working and rearranging and causing great things to be formed for you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
There shall come a day when you look back at the struggle. You look back at the sin. You look back at what you've yielded to, and you laugh and say, I'm not that man anymore. I'm not that person anymore. I'm now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Woo! Glory to God. Ha ha. Ha ha ha. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. And you shall laugh at the past. You shall laugh at it as if it never existed before. Because in my mind, says the Lord, it is dead. For you are dead. And your life is hid with Christ in God. Glory to God. Woo, glory to God. And so laugh at the past right now. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, that's right. Glory to God. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Ha, ha, ha. Woo! Ha, ha. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Laugh at those things that you were not able to do in the past, but now I've made you able.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
And now my ability in you is moving upward and moving forward and moving you onward into a bright future. Ha ha ha! Ha ha ha! Glory to God! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! I know they told you you'd never be able to do it. I know they told you you were no good. But yea, saith the Lord, I've seen you from before the foundation of the world, and I am good, and I have placed my goodness in you, and my goodness surely will follow you all the days of your life. Woo! Glory to God. And you're gonna dwell, and you're gonna live, and you're gonna soar, glory to God. And you're gonna triumph over all evil, and you're gonna walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Woo! So laugh at those things that you've been told, and rejoice in those things that I'm telling you. Rejoice in those things that I've told you. Woo, glory to God. Glory to God. Ha, ha, ha. Wherefore, sirs, I believe God. I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Glory to God. Woo. Ha, ha, ha. And so you shall have your own personal revival. For it's a new day, and it's no longer anymore about survival. It's no more anymore about you making it just from day to day to day. For I'm the author and I'm the finisher of your faith. And my eyes have been upon you for decades upon decades upon decades. And that which I've placed on the inside of you is precious. And it is for a purpose. So rise up, son. Rise up, daughter, to your place. And fulfill your purpose. And keep your eyes on me. But don't forget about laughing about the past and smiling at your future. Woo, glory to God. I think we need to get happy in the house. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. And so this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh? Those that believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I've called you to soar. I created you to soar. I say unto you by the word of the Lord, son, daughter, soar, soar, soar. Soar over your past. Soar over disease. Soar over lack. And rise up on wings of an eagle. And mount up. And let me strengthen you with great power and great might. Pastor Tom, amen. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Go ahead. Let there be a little bit more laughter. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha. Those things that you've not been able to do, now you're able. Amen. Now you're able. That's what I get in my spirit, Paul. That's what I get in my spirit for your son. Now you're able. Ha ha ha. Now you're able. Now you're able. Ha ha ha. Oh, brekishtea. For I have not only placed my ability on the inside of you to partake of this glorious inheritance, according to Colossians 1:12, but I've made you and given you ability to become an able minister for me. I'm looking at trophies today. I said, I'm looking at trophies today. And I'm not looking at a congregation who is unable. I'm looking at a congregation that is able. Oh, say it me, I'm able to partake. Amen. And don't think for one moment just because Pastor Tom and I and Pastor Brenda are on the platform, don't think that we're the only able ministers in this house. Every one of you are able ministers of the new covenant. You carry words of life. You carry healing. You carry encouragement. So rise up, sons. Rise up, daughters. And soar into 2025 with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Ibacasito redasa brevito tombrecio breta. And know this, you are of those that have a different spirit.
Yeah.
You are a Joshua. You are a Caleb. When all the other 10 spies said, oh, we can't go in and do that. We can't do that. We can't possess the land. The Bible says they had another spirit about them. And they looked at what the enemy said was impossible. And they said, what did they say? We are well able.
Willing.
Hallelujah. Woo! Say that with me. I am well able.
I'm well able.
I have a different spirit.
I have a different
spirit. I have a different mindset.
I have a different mindset.
I am more than a conqueror.
I am more
than I'm an overcomer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Wow.
Amen. Well, yeah. Able.
Well, all you able people, be seated and we'll receive communion
Thank
this
you,
morning.
Lord.